We don't know what can exist with us or what can exist without us. What we know is what we've got, and what we've got is a nightmare. And this country, and the people of this country, all of us, have a very acute responsibility. A well-known and leading Russian sociologist did a survey on the international nation states. Which country in this world has been at war more than any other country in the last 1,000 years? England. On average, in the last 1,000 years, this country has been at war for 56 years out of every 100 years. We, with our veneer of civilization, are a war-mongering nation. It's a tragic situation. And it has not broken in our lifetime. It is still continuing upon the men, women, children, animals and environment in Iraq and Afghanistan there. We say, gosh, here's this situation. We are still at war. We are still not civilized. And what can happen for us in this, and understandably what can happen for us is, we want to keep ourselves in a world, friends, family, work, which is pleasant for us, secure for us, steady for us. And the consequence of that can be for some of us that the word politics is so associated with the nation state and party politics, we're not interested. But life is political. It does have a political dimension to it. And what you and I do with our day has its consequences. And we have to look at politics outside of party politics. Do you know we don't even have democracy in this country? We have this metaphysic democracy, democracy. And those of us who have a little interest in politics, look at the last general election. Out of the people that voted, what was it, 35% actually voted for the government. Out of the people who could have voted, 20% voted for the government. 4 out of 5 people did not vote for this government, which is like a one-party state because of the size of its majority. We want democracy, please. And then we have the arrogance. We, the English, the British, have the arrogance in all of this to go to our Arab communities, our Arab friends in the Middle East, and say, we are going to give you, whether you want it or not, of course, we're going to impose upon you the two-party state, corporate ownership of resources, including oil, and convert you all into consumers. Two-party state, corporate ownership, conversion into consumers. It's called the triple gem of the West.